preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
And hello and welcome to all you country boys, country folks, country gals out there surviving across this great land and actually beyond, around the world, because our Patriot shows actually can reach anywhere that somebody has a uncensored connection to the internet. Whether you're in Kansas or Kathmandu, this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show, and the Trump Phenomenon does, in fact, directly affect people from Kansas to Kathmandu. Here on I have to go to my 11-year-old to confirm the date. On September 6th, 2022, I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for 60 minutes here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Round Rock, Texas. That's where your contributions go at republicbroadcasting.org if you want to help this work. Help get the word out about the Trump phenomenon. Well, help get the word out. I think the word's out, and that'll be an opening theme here on today's show, how much the word is out. Boy, is it out. And let us proceed from that point. Donald Trump, well, here we are. We're back together here after Labor Day. This is Tuesday, and we last met up on Friday. Donald Trump was in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, the next day, Saturday, September 3rd. Oh, my goodness. We'll listen to a little audio from that event. I hope you've heard his speech. It was 2 hours long. When was the last time you gave a two-hour speech in front of 12,000 people packed like sardines in an arena, the Mohegan Arena in Wilkes-Barre? There were sound engineers in that arena with sound meters, and they said the loudness they recorded was similar to a 747 taking off, a drag strip. It was unbelievable. The loudest thing here in my town, what is it? It's the dirt track. The dirt track on Friday night with all those unmuffled engines in the half mile oval, where if you don't wear ear, the only people in the race not wearing hearing protection are already deaf. And so I guess they don't hear it anymore and they don't care. It was deafening in the Mohegan Arena. People who were there said, who have been to other Trump events, said this was the loudest they've ever heard. It was unmistakable. The roar when Donald Trump entered the Mohegan Arena went on for 2 minutes, and he had to interrupt. And when he calls for when he starts to speak, that's one way he is able to stop these roars, which would go on for many more minutes. But the crowd, when they hear the president's voice, will switch from 130 decibels, or I don't know what the decibel is. What is a 747 taking off? Switches from 130 decibels to dead silence. You can hear a pin drop. It's something none of us have ever seen anywhere in any form. So that happened on Saturday. Now, and I love what Donald Trump says about himself, your favorite president. He sure is that, our favorite president. Well, our most hated president, creepy Joe smell-their-hair Biden, he was in Wilkes-Barre. He was in Philadelphia and one other location in Pennsylvania in the last few days. Three stops in Pennsylvania, including, and we're going to make a direct comparison with the Philadelphia event in front of Independence Hall. And there was another, there was a union, so-called union meeting or gathering. By contrast, Joe Biden couldn't even buy a small crowd. He, we find out, was paying people money to get on buses provided by Joe Biden's handlers and staff to attend his events. The media won't show you this. He had benches set out. They were empty. He couldn't even pay people to come to an event. The news cameras will not show you the row upon row of empty benches with here and there somebody sitting on a bench and then 20 feet away another person sitting on the bench. These are the 81 people. 81. Well, it is 81. No, it's not even 81 people. These are the 81 million people who we are assured voted in the fairest election in American history on November 3rd, 2020. Was it November 3rd? I've forgotten the date. Was it 8 or 3? First Tuesday in November of 2020. 81 million people were told voted for Joe Biden, and yet he has never been able to even paying them to get a crowd that would be something you could expect at a high school basketball game in a high school gym. He has never been able to get even a crowd like that. Nobody wants to listen to this guy. 81 million people did not vote for creepy Joe Biden. The election was stolen. It was a fraud. Anyway, that happened this weekend. And we'll play a little bit from Donald Trump in Wilkes-Barre at this amazing event where he goes from better to better to better. He only gets better, does Donald Trump. So you'll get to hear that for yourself here in just a moment for a little bit. All right, let's start out with that. And if you want to call in, if you listened to that, two hours, Joe Biden at his most in Philadelphia at Independence Hall, Joe Biden spoke for 25 minutes. And that was an effort on his part. Jill had to hold him up as he took a single step off the podium, which was his stage setting there, which was a Nuremberg rally setting with glaring red lights, ominous red glow behind him, the design of the windows in the front door of the Independence Hall. I swear somebody could just Photoshop in just a little head of a German eagle, a Third Reich eagle, and it would be right over Joe Biden's head. It was astonishing. The Marine Corps was misused. Two Marines stationed there. To make it look even more ominous. And that audience, tiny audience, women in evening clothes and men in suits, some of them with a bow tie. These were Joe Biden operatives. This wasn't a crowd. The only part of the crowd that was an actual authentic crowd at Independence Hall was the guy in the back shouting F Joe Biden at the top of his lungs. I love that guy. Oh, There may have been more than one, but boy, they were audible. And another one appeared at the union meeting. Another guy yelling, F Joe Biden and let's go Brandon. I hope this becomes standard in any Biden appearance where they don't have complete lockdown control of who is within shouting distance. All right, let's go to, let's listen to, for a moment to the president. Let's find him. Here he is. This is Saturday.
Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens plus another probably 75 to 150, if we want to be accurate about it, as threats to democracy and as enemies of the state. You're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth? The enemy of the state is him and the group that control him, which is circling around him. Do this, do that, Joe. You're going to do this, Joe, right? I think Philadelphia was a great choice to make this speech of hatred and anger. His speech was hatred and anger. By the way, the next morning he forgot what he said. You saw that. I asked him about, I didn't think I said that, did I? Oh, no. How'd you like the red lighting behind him like the devil?
And, you know, he's got his fists in the air, Joe Biden does, and he's got this angry grimace on his face. He also looks demented. And his jaw, this is out of central casting and you can't make it up, but it's actually happening. That's our president. That's the guy with the nuclear football. That's the guy who unilaterally, with no approval from any elected person, and he wasn't elected, is able to crush our economy, burden your and my descendants with trillions of dollars of debt, mountains of debt. Now, here's, I'm taking that little clip I played for you. I took off of a Sebastian Gorka show. I've been lauding Sebastian Gorka of late. This is this man born in Hungary. What a patriot. And he realizes Donald Trump is of international importance. He's of importance to every Hungarian and everybody else, every other European, and in fact, every other person of any race on earth. Donald Trump is the lamp of freedom. If freedom will survive on planet Earth, Donald Trump will be more responsible for that than any other living person. Sebastian Gorka understands that very clearly, and that's why he's here. That's why that's why he's been part of the Trump administration. And so I'm going to play a little bit of Gorka explaining what I just said more eloquently than I. I hate to mix humor with seriousness here. But I'm going to forget this if I don't drop it in right here. Yesterday, I took my daughter and my son to a local movie theater with my wife, and we watched, on recommendation from lots of patriots, they said, Kelso, you got to go take your family to see this. It's a great family show. You got to see this movie. Top Gun Maverick. So I did. I never go to the movies. Less than once a year. I loved it. Tom Cruise, outstanding. All the other actors, outstanding. The guy, I think his name is Val Kilmer, who portrays his former earlier movie, Top Gun buddy, who's now commander admiral of the whole U.S. Navy. He's, well, there were so many great things in this movie. Anyway, and it is, the reason other patriots told me to see it is it's a patriotic movie, and it's a wholesome movie. When the romantic part of the movie came up, you know, the obligatory little romantic scene and so on, I said to my 11-year-old, here comes a mushy part. But it was fine. It was just fine. It was better than fine. So completely appropriate for little kids, for everybody. But it had real romance. It had the right kind of romance, of real love. It had real love between a man and a woman and children. So but mostly it was roaring heroism, roaring bravery. It was wonderful. And no gore, but lots of enemy aircraft going down in balls of fire. And it looks as if they even had American aircraft carriers as part of the cast and crew, really, as part of the location. I think they were actually filming on U.S. aircraft carriers. Anyway, I've rambled on here so long, we got off of the point here. I was making the point that Donald Trump is important to every person on Earth. And now, completely tangential connection, the best line in Top Gun Maverick is this one. And here's a spoiler alert. I'm just spoiling one line, and you'll relish it more when you see it in the movie. And if you've already seen it, you'll remember this. In the beginning of the movie, Tom Cruise is this unbelievable pilot of the SR-71 Blackbird, the fastest plane ever built by man. Still it's that way. And was flown by only a small handful. I think something like 17 pilots ever learned to fly or flew the Blackbird. But they were everywhere because they could get anywhere in no time at all. They could take off from Edwards Air Force Base in California and be over, Kamchatka or Beijing in no time flat, with unbelievable amounts of refueling. Anyway, so he's flying this, and they're trying to end the SR-71 program. So Tom Cruise manages to take his Blackbird off before the commander, who's going to cancel the program, is able to get onto the base. So Cruise can pretend he didn't hear the order, and he's up in the air. And then when the commander calls and says, "Get down here right now, get that bird down here on the ground right now," Tom Cruise goes, he turns on his radio and he goes, he makes a fake garbled signal, and his buddy at the radio controls says, on the next to the admiral, he says, "Sir, this is where we have this technical problem at this speed. We have this technical problem with the audio." And the admiral knows they're lying. So he's going to go forward. And Tom Cruise goes up to mock. The mission was this, that they canceled. "Can we get an SR-71 to 10 Gs? Or is it Mach 10? We'll be right back. Stay with us."
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Hey, we're back, folks. And you know what? Big Bad John connects to the SR-71 Blackbird program because he's very much, Donald Trump is very much a man like those men who flew the Blackbird. I'm sorry, it's retired. Maybe there's some that are still flying, huh? Possible. But anyway, so Tom Cruise is up there in his Blackbird, and his mission was to hit Mach 10. Now, Mach 10 is 7,411 miles per hour. That's That's 2,000 miles an hour faster than hypersonic, which is at Mach 5. So the Blackbird could outrun a hypersonic missile. A hypersonic missile couldn't catch the Blackbird. The Blackbird could catch the missile. So Tom Cruise is like Donald Trump. That's why all these Trump supporters love this movie. I think they see Donald Trump in Maverick, the character in the movie. So he hits Mach 10. And then the way Maverick does it, he pushes it further. He gets to 10.1. He gets to 10.2. And I think when he hits 10.3, his plane blows up. and he has to bail out at some god-awful altitude, at some god-awful speed. And so then the next scene in the movie, Tom Cruise, bedraggled, covered with, you know, scratches and, you know, brambles in his hair and so on, he walks into you know, a good old folks diner, place where Trump supporters would assemble for breakfast. A flyover country. And he walks in, and everybody's attention is on him because he wear basically a space suit in a Blackbird, because you do go to the edge of space. And very, very extreme conditions. So he walks in something just short of a spacesuit, and looking, and the waitress who's standing there is carrying a glass of water to a table, and everybody's frozen. So in a wonderful moment, Tom Cruise reaches with his hand kind of shaking, reaches because he's just walked across the desert. He just bailed out of a Blackbird at, who knows, 80,000, 100,000 feet, you know, moving at Mach 10.3, 7,633 miles an hour. And he just walked across the desert. So he's a little thirsty. So he just reaches, he just holds the glass, and the waitress lets go of it, and he takes a drink. Then he says to the people in there, who are all in silence, he says, "Where am I?" And that's not a bad question for someone who just bailed out of a plane moving that fast, because of the speed at which he was traveling, it's not for sure, from his point of view, what state he's in. He says, "Where am I?" And then the best line in the movie, don't you say it, young feller, don't you blurt it out. The best line in the movie, for which some writer must have gotten at least a $20,000 bonus for thinking of it, "Where am I?" And instead of somebody in the diner saying, "Well, you're in Barstow," or, you know, some, there's a little kid. The camera pans across all these people who are silent and don't answer the question. And then it pauses on the face of a little, it looks like a 9-year-old little toe-headed boy. And the little boy looks up at Tom Cruise, you know, all amazed, this heroic looking figure. And he says, Cruise says, "Where am I?" And the little boy says, "Earth." I shouldn't laugh at my own jokes. I'll tell you, at the writer's meeting, whoever came up with that, I mean, Jerry Bruckheimer just gave him a giant bonus right there. Anyway, it's a great movie. How did I get off on that movie? Well, the let's go back to Sebastian Gorka. And here he is. I lost him. I'll get him back. All right, Gorka, let's go. I want to go to, I think, about 7 minutes into his presentation. And he's talking about Gorka. Gorka has an awareness, having survived communism, having fought communism in the streets of Budapest. He has a gut understanding of communism that's deeper than our American kumbaya, faint awareness of what communism actually means. So he's trying to communicate that to us, that this is crunch time. This is where we decide whether America goes under to communism, whether we'll continue to have heroes like Trump and the SR-71 pilots. I'll have Gorka for you right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come, and the good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now is still the same, and the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down.
Okay, the Moody Blues, they never got up. I'm sure they got over 100 decibels in a concert, but they never got up to where the SR-71 gets, or a Trump Arena. Let me give you a call-in number if you want to call in. Gee whiz. It's 512-248-8252. Now, I guess the theme of what I'm saying is this is reason for great hope, folks, because the I watched several hosts on the shows I watch throughout the day. My favorite network is TV network. This is my favorite radio network. My favorite TV network is Real America's Voice, where I find some of the very best material. Folks who have been touring the country going all over the country, said on these shows I watched today, it's unbelievable. I see it right here in my own little town here in North Dakota. Trump stickers everywhere. Trump bumper stickers with Pence, somebody crossing out with a black belt tip, Pence, just leaving Trump, changing 2020 to 2024. Everywhere. Trump flags everywhere. People painting Trump on the sides of their barns, cutting the word Trump into their crop. And it's a level of enthusiasm and love. And that's what the people who were at Wilkes-Barre this Saturday said. And you can feel it. You can see it when you watch it on your screen. They said it's just pure love, pure energy and pure love. And to a degree, an intensity far greater even than that of 2015 and 2016. So here's Sebastian Gorka telling us something of what this means to somebody who's lived under communism, what it means for each of us.
And let's be very explicit about this. Biden's Independence Hall speech wasn't written by an intern. It wasn't something extemporaneous. He couldn't even talk for that long without a teleprompter. He can't even do it properly then. That was written for him by his team with his approval. It was written, drafted, rewritten, approved, double approved, triple approved. That is what the entity that is the left thinks of you. That is what the White House, the Democrat Party, the DNC, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and their vassals in the national security state, the FBI, the CIA, the IRS by now, think of you. You don't give them power. They are your overlords. And that is why we must crush them. Because they are the clear and present and gargantuan threat to our republic. And if you're not actively involved in politics, really you're not an American, because you don't care enough for America to get engaged. If you are engaged, God bless you. Together, we will win.
Wow. Sebastian Gorka. His friends call him Seb from Hungary. And I just can't wait for that in a Trump administration where someone like Sebastian Gorka is made Secretary of State or principal advisor to the president and has an office next to the president in the West Wing. Let us one of the things Sebastian Gorka just mentioned there, the FBI. I'll give you another point of great hope. This is an article. This is, let me find it. This is out of Arizona. And so forget about Kelso. Who cares what Kelso thinks about the national security state that Sebastian Gorka just mentioned. How about this? Exclusive. This is at the Gateway Pundit, thegatewaypundit.com, a website you surely should mark as a favorite. Should be a tab up on the top of your computer all the time. Exclusive. Arizona Republicans censure rogue FBI days after Mar-a-Lago raid. They call on the state of Arizona to end cooperation with the FBI. This is the Republican Party of Maricopa County, of the legislative district there, Legislative District 3. This is not some wild-eyed, hair-on-fire radio host. This is the Republican Party that you and I are part of now. This is the MAGA Republican Party. Arizona, now this is a meeting of 500 Republicans. This is their meeting. And this is not something that was pre-scripted. One of the officials in the Legislative District 3 Republican Party gets up and offers this resolution to censure the FBI, to call upon the state of Arizona to cease cooperation with the FBI. And it gets even better. And overwhelming this crowd of 500 people, Trumpers, 500 people, patriots, just like you. And this wasn't planned. They vote overwhelmingly yes. The Arizona Legislative District 3 Republicans voted, 500 of them, voted to censure the Gestapo FBI with overwhelming support days after the highly politicized and unprecedented raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And let me go down here. I'll read the resolution. This is August 11th. Whereas we, the precinct members of Legislative District 3, reject the questionable FBI raid August 8th on the residence of the 45th president. Whereas the members of this district do not accept the lawless actions. Three, whereas I'm editing a little bit. Whereas we, the precinct members, call for the state of Arizona to stop cooperation with the FBI. Did you ever think you'd live long enough to hear that sentence? Whereas the governor of the state of Arizona and the legislature is elected to protect the citizens of Arizona against attacks on their liberty, we call upon the governor and the legislature to take actions to protect us. We, the precinct members of Legislative District 3, call on the legislature to fund a state guard and place it under the exclusive command of the governor to protect our citizens. We call on the governor of the state of Arizona to formally call for the cessation of FBI operations in Maricopa County, Arizona. In other words, not only are we not going to cooperate with them, we're not even going to let them into our county. We're going to kick them out. Whereas the governor and the legislature have the authority to stop information sharing with the FBI. Whereas it has become clear the FBI has acted out of bounds and out of constitutional constraints to protect the rule of law. Whereas the FBI has used the law to wage attacks on individuals and groups as lawfare on behalf of a political party and their own self-preservation, in effect becoming enemies of the state. Therefore, enemies of the state. I mean, what an answer. This action occurred before Joe Biden's speech in Philadelphia, but I assure you he heard about this one. This is no puny district, Maricopa County. This is the biggest. Maricopa County has more votes than something like 17 other states. It's huge. Therefore, be it resolved that the Maricopa County rejects the actions, words, and self-applied constraints of the FBI towards the people of Maricopa County. We call on the governor to protect us from violations of our constitutional rights by the FBI. I mean, if that doesn't make your day, that is not a wild-eyed radio host. That's the Republican Party in meeting, 500 of them all voting to repudiate, utterly repudiate the FBI, more calling them What is their language here? I think it was enemies of the state. Isn't that beautiful? There's a great, let me find one here. Let's see what we've got here. We've got a little bit of a time. I might be able to find you another gem, another beauty. There, you know, that's a problem we have now. There are so many powerful, powerful things happening that you can barely keep track. You can't keep track. But we have to do the best we can. Because one of the tactics of the enemy is sand in our eyes, to have things going off with such a great degree of confusion that we go into sort of a battle shock, a shell shock we go into. And okay, now here's a beauty. This will get you laughing. This is a post kind of talking about the word confusion. This is a post from Donald Trump Jr. The apple did not fall far from the tree. It's a beautiful post. Donald Trump Jr. put it up 1 hour ago on truthsocial.com. This is so beautiful. He says, "I totally understand why the younger generations are confused." That's his entire text. And then he says, "This is why young people in America are so confused." Then he puts up, I don't know if he did the graphics on this himself. He puts up the pictures of 10 people you all know. This is why young people in America are so confused. So the 10 pictures, and then there's a one word or two word caption on each person. And the caption is what these people are called in the controlled media. So, and there, let's see, there's one or two names I don't offhand recognize, but I'll get it started here with ones I do. The first picture, expert, and that's expert is under a picture of Greta Thunberg. How dare you? I should be in school across the ocean. So that's the first one. That's an expert. Who knows how old she is now, but she's 14 years old when she shames you for destroying, for causing a mass extinction event with your car. Then the next one is a picture of Pocahontas Warren, Elizabeth Warren, and the caption is Native American. This is why young people in America are so confused. Then there's a picture of Michelle Obama, and Donald Trump Jr. puts a caption on her, oppressed. Of course, Michelle Obama grew up with a silver spoon in her mouth. Multiple homes. Well, she's really oppressed. Then a picture of who is the black guy who died of a fentanyl overdose while a cop was, who's refusing to get into a cop car, was being arrested for a crime he had just committed. Oh, what's his name? Oh, okay. My 11-year-old, George Floyd. Okay, he's labeled as a hero. Then there's a picture of Bill Gates. His caption is scientist. This is the work of Donald Trump Jr. Then there's a picture of Joe Biden, competent. A picture of Kamala Harris. Oh, why did I say what? Kamala, sorry. I don't want to say her name the way she wants it to be said. Kamala Harris. And she's labeled as African-American. Of course, how many people actually know her ethnicity? One of her parents is a Jamaican, not an African-American, an African-Jamaican. And her other parent is from India. How does that make her an African-American? Then there's a picture of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, genius. She's listed as genius. Now, her name that all her friends knew her by before she became a famous genius and Congress thing was Sandy Cortez when she was a bartender. Then there's a picture of the raging fires, one of these Black Lives burned down a town. And it's listed as mostly peaceful. And the last one that we'll have a chance to, I can't remember the name of this man who claims he's a woman with long blonde hair and glasses and is really fat. Maybe one of you can remember the name of this person. It's a cabinet member, HHS, I don't know. We'll be right back after this break. I'll find out during the break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks. All right here, boy, I'll tell you what, our engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network, they are on top of all things transgender. And so the engineers, and by the way, the engineers are much smarter than, well, at least than this host, Rachel Levine. That's a transgender person, the big, fat, ugly. I mean, if you're going to pretend you're a woman, at least kind of look like something. don't look like an ugly man. But Rachel Levine, what's his real name? Now, he was made, this guy Rachel Levine, Assistant Secretary of Health. And what an unhealthy looking person. He transitioned to being a woman in 2011. He's actually been married to a real woman, Martha Peasley, and they actually had two kids. So this is unbelievable. I wonder if he has a husband now. Doesn't say. And get this. Come on. What's happened to our military? Rachel Levine, you're not going to believe, you got to be sitting down. Don't be standing up when I tell you this. You know, you expect him to be a professor, of course, and you expect him, he's out of his mind. He's a whack job, so you expect him to be a professor of psychiatry, which he is, at Penn State College of Medicine. But get this, I'm looking at his uniform. He's got all kinds of stripes on his cuff here. He is a four-star admiral in the Navy, United States Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. So that's not quite the Navy, is it? But it looks like a naval uniform. But anyway, he is the poster boy. Now, he was made Woman of the Year by some woke magazine in 2020, this year. But some other Patriot magazine made him Man of the Year. And this is emblematic of what's happened. This is, Rod Serling is the only guy who could properly narrate the episodes we are now enduring. This is Twilight Zone. And so, and I love what Donald Trump Jr. did here. He said, I understand why young folks are confused. And that's the woman. He has 10 pictures. And, you know, Bill Gates, the scientist, Michelle Obama, the oppressed. What's the name of the black guy who died? George Floyd is the hero. He's a hero. That's a hero. Guy is... doses out on fentanyl, which of course stops his breathing. Anyway, but the beautiful thing is that Donald Trump Jr. put that post up. Not a wild-eyed radio host. Wow, I'm loving our presidential family. And with that, we'll conclude today's show and make an appointment to meet up again tomorrow right here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't-
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.